Good day, everyone, from me, André Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories we published in Gateway News this week. We Christians in South Africa cannot afford to be silent about songs that spread hatred. It is time to speak up and stand for righteousness. So says Pastor John Matuhle of Senekal in the Free State in a passionate video message he sent out on social media this week in response to EFF leader Julius Malema and his supporters singing Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer at the party's 10th anniversary celebration at the FNB Stadium, Johannesburg, last weekend. Listen to Matuhle.
If you are a believer and you are passionate about this country and you believe in the promise of God for this country, and I want you to stand up and to pray against this evil spirit that the enemy is sending between people of God in this nation. And especially as spiritual leaders, we need to bring this country together. We need to begin to build bridges of reconciliation in this country. And we cannot do that if we are silent when the enemy is rising his voice of division over this nation.
Matuhle is a leader of the Time to Rise SA movement, which is mobilizing South African Christians to unite for change in the nation. Since May, he has been visiting towns across South Africa to find out what God is doing in the nation, to share the vision for Christians to unite for change, and to encourage believers everywhere to attend an important national gathering at Wilde Alf's farm outside Bloemfontein from the 6th to the 8th of October. He told Gateway News of a spiritual journey going back several years in which God had challenged him that we are our brother's keeper. The Kill the Farmer song reminded him that God wants believers to reverse the curse of Cain by accepting accountability for the well-being of our brothers, for discipling nations.
We owe it to our children. We cannot continue teaching our children and young people hatred in this country. It's all in our hands. What are you going to do about it? There is a silenced majority in this country, and these are men and women who believes in a new South Africa. It's men and women who are passionate about this country and who wants to see this country work.
It is estimated that more than 3 billion people across the world play video games in some form, and that the video game market is worth an estimated $347 billion. The video game industry may well also be the most devoid of Christianity out of all major media outlets. Video games to this day are viewed by many as a waste of time that garners no lasting benefit to the player. While there are certainly arguments to be made on the vices of video games, of which there are many, simply dismissing the massive industry is folly on a grand scale, writes Charisma News in a special report on a company, Bible X, which is trying to bridge the gap between Christianity and video games and offer players an in-depth, story-rich experience set in biblical times. We really want to dive into creating a video game for the younger generation to be able to experience Jesus and to be able to get familiar with the stories and the events from the Bible, says Ave Soli of Bible X about their new game, Gate Zero. This game might be the only Bible some people read, so that's basically what we want to do, he says. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, on YouTube at Gateway News 100, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.